dunia di hati. Kopi dan halaga tidak ada lagi. Kopi dan halaga tidak ada lagi. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. I want to make a little experiment with you. Please, although you have done it already with me, fold your arms. How is it with you? Is your right arm over the left elbow? Over the left arm over the right elbow? Please study. No need to tell because it's very private. Now after we have done this, if you don't feel so comfortable in that position, you can change. Find the most comfortable position. Alright, did you find the most comfortable position? Krishna Jivani? Yes. Good. Now, please do it the other way around. How does it feel? Unusual.
Neobyczajne.
No. Strange.
Czudne.
What is this exercise all about, please? It's about something which we are going to try today, to change our habits. No one in the world ever thinks which arm how he folds his arms. It's something that you just do intuitively. You have a certain habit and you follow that habit. The moment you break that habit, an unusual, strange feeling comes up. Today, we are not speaking about habits like acting, the way we do things, the way we speak. Today we will talk about the most difficult to give up habits, that is our thinking habits. Hari Bol! It will be a difficult job, and I really hope you are not so tired as you look like. Our little discussion is about making the connection with the Super Soul. We want to come in contact with God, we want to feel the contact with God, and we want to be guided by Him. Now, all of us know that the Lord is not very far. He's right in the heart. He's in the heart of Govindanandan. And even in the heart of Krishna Jivani. Even in the heart of Nanda Gopal, our youngest listener today, and his mother as well. And if we can come in contact with this Lord in the heart and receive the guidance which we need, receive the answers for the questions which we have, our spiritual life will be totally different. Imagine you would hear Krishna's answers to your question, Braj Mohan. And you would know, this is Krishna speaking. You would not fall into the same illusions as usually we are, as normal people falling into. Why can we not hear the Super Soul? What is your explanation? Why can't we always hear God in the heart? What is in between? Ego, ignorance,
modes of nature,
the modes of nature, our own plans. We have a certain idea how we want life to go about. Huh? Our own desires. Is our revolutionary morning class was informing us today. Don't do things because you think you have to do them. Do them because you want. You want to become Krishna conscious. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna addresses this very, very frustrating point. By saying, our Vivachandra will read this verse to you from the Bhagavad Gita 6, number 7. For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached. For he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor are all the same. If you have conquered your mind, you can see and hear God in the heart. But if you have not conquered your mind, you can't hear. You can't have a higher connection. Psychologists have analyzed that the ordinary person thinks 32,000 thoughts a day. Even if you are a non-philosophical Hare Krishna member, even if you are a mother who only thinks about her little boy and the frizura of the boy, even if you are not very active in the brain department, still, if you are a normal person, you have 30,000 ants crawling over your head. Thirty-2,000 thoughts a day. Dobro doshli to the human race. Most of the thoughts are in our mind and they are in the unconscious realm. They are going about and they manifest only in certain moods. For instance, you may feel very distressed at some time of your life, or you may feel bored in the summer camp, or you may feel lusty when you go to the beach. These moods are the results of very intricate thought processes which are going on in your subconscious and which you are most probably not aware of. The Vedic psychology tells that in our mind there is something like samskaras. Samskaras are deep imprints which come from our childhood, but even further, from further back, our previous lives. And because of these samskaras, deeply embedded thought patterns, we think in a certain way and also act or react in a certain way. All of us here are the products of these many, many samskaras. You can compare these samskaras with riverbeds. riverbeds. Yes. Lichna. Yes. Sounds correct. They are running in your head. But please be aware, they don't run over a physical area. Your head is only 15 centimeters, I don't know, times 12 centimeters maybe. This is a physical area of your head. But your mind is millions of kilometers. Each one of us carries a huge mental field with him. And in this subtle atmosphere, in this subtle sphere of your mind, there are riverbeds through which your thoughts flow like rivers. These riverbeds have been embedded by your previous experiences. Now, in all yoga processes, including the bhakti yoga process, the seers understand if you want to change yourself, you will have to change the way in which your thoughts go. Thoughts are the really controlling factors in our lives. And I have a surprise for you. Most of our thoughts are not helpful for us in our spiritual development. Most of our thoughts are negative thoughts. Krishna, Kaji, one must elevate himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. If you want to create a new life for you, you will have to first of all learn to create new thoughts. Haribo. This is my first point. Now I will give you an illustration. Many of you have heard it before, but I will nevertheless repeat it. Once there was a pilgrim who went to the Ganga, and when he was taking his bath in the Ganga and drinking the Ganga water, he thought he had drunken with the water a little tadpole. Tadpole is a Mala Jabats, a small frog, who just has, you know, this round and then a tail. Puno Glavats, it's in a Croatian language. And he was very, very frustrated. He thought, up till now I have been a vegetarian, now I go to the Mother Ganga and I become a non-veg, a non-vegetarian, a meat eater, a jabats eater, a puno glavats eater. Now, he was so shocked that he developed a heart failure and finally lay down on the Ganga bed, on the riverbed of the Ganga, and was starting to die. Psychosomatic disease. Many in Croatia have similar situations. They have ulcers in the stomach, also devotees. This is because the mind is so much in stress, and then the stomach develops these ulcers, and you can't eat hot chutney, hot chili. Yes. Yeah. So this man was lying down, and people said to him, "My dear man, it's all your imagination. There are no jabats and also no puno glavats in the Ganga. It's too swiftly flowing. These puno glavats can only be in ponds, in pukuras." But the man was so much sure, Sikuno, that he had actually become a meat eater, that he wouldn't accept the explanations, and he just died. Finally, one saintly man said, "What is the problem?" "Oh, problem, very big problem. I have become a meat eater. I'm so sad, I will die now." The man said, "Why don't you vomit? Let's see, maybe it still lives." He was going, And then the saint had a little Puno Glavats in his pocket, and he just threw him into the, you know what, the ship, and said, "Oh, look, he still lives, no problem. You have not become a meat eater. Now take the Puno Glavats and bring it to the pukur, to the pond. Don't bring it into the Ganga, because it will die. There are no Puno Glavats in the Ganga." The man was very happy. He took the Puno Glavats from his vomit and cleansed it with love and affection, and then brought it back into the pukur, into the pond, and was cured. This is how powerful the mind is. When you have negative thoughts, all your day looks bad. If you are in the summer camp, maybe the best summer camp, if your mind is negative, it's the worst summer camp for you. If you are in the midst of a lecture which has maybe some relevant points for you, but your mind is somewhere else, like in 50% of my audience today, you will think, "This is not relevant for me. When does he stop? And we will dance." Dear devotees, please understand the point. Most of our thoughts are not really positive for us. And as a result, our life is very ordinary. We don't make advancement. After 1 year, we are still attached to the same things as 1 year before. After 10 years, we are still attached to the same things before. It's our mind, our greatest enemy, who projects a Puno Glavats into our stomach, into our system, into our lives. Our mind, which disturbs us. Do you know that each one of you is a creator of his or her own reality? It's not the bad people around you. It's not even the guru who is deciding if your life will be good or bad. It's you who have the possibility to create. In the Katha Upanishad, it has been stated, "Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam." Amongst all those who are eternal, there's one supreme eternal. Amongst all those who have consciousness, there's one who is the supreme consciousness. And since time immemorial, this one, or the Lord, has fulfilled the desires of the many. You can make an experiment in your life and become very aware of your deepest desires. And usually what happens when you learn to desire something very, very strongly, it happens. It comes about. It moves. A reality moves that way. There are amazing scientific research works about people who have just written down their desires and concentrated every day on these desires, and they have found that mysteriously they got all fulfilled. It's because Krishna in the super Krishna as the super soul hears these desires, and he makes the arrangements in the material world that these desires become fulfilled. Most of the time we don't desire one thing. Our desires are called many branched. Bahushaka Chanantascha Buddhayo Vyayasainam. It means our intelligence is spread out to so many things, and therefore we are not successful in one of these. But if we learn to become focused and concentrated, we will have amazing results. We will be what we can call, this is a new word for you, co-creators. Co-creator, what is this?
Sustvarats.
Sustvarats. Yeah. Is it a good word? It's okay. Co-creator. Yes, this is sounds much nicer. Co-creator.
Co-creator.
Isn't it? It's English. We can. You know what I mean. We are not the only creators, but we have some part in our own, in creating our own life. One devotee comes now, our newlywed husband. His name is River. Dario, you are a creator. That is, you have some influence over your life. You can be in misery in the summer camp or in happiness. It depends how you create your reality. Now, to create your reality, what the jiva does is he develops certain desires, and these desires are fulfilled by the super soul. What do you think about this, Dario? It's complex. That's a good answer. I decide to desire. I want to use this summer camp to the best of my ability. Now, an interesting thing will happen. People will come. Krishna will send us some people. And some start to make very nice discussions with us. And we begin to think, oh, it's becoming nice. Wow. Then another thing can happen. Dario will meet someone who's in Maya. Oh, everything is bad, the only good thing is pizza, and so on. At this stage, Dario can decide, does he want to go on the negative trend? Or does he want to have a blissful summer camp and say, no, there is the kirtan in the tent, just listen, let us go there and join the kirtan. So if he makes this decision, although he is tested, super soul will maybe bring him in the good kirtan, and then Dario will jump, and he will jump too high and hurt his foot. This moment, his mind will say, didn't I tell you? It doesn't work. But Dario can choose, no. I can now sit on the stolitsa and watch from there and dance in my soul. What happens is, you desire something, and at the moment where you desire something, Krishna gives you different opportunities, but he also tests whether or not your desire is strong. I would like to look with you on a chart which our Sita Tat Kurani has kindly made for us. which tells you how desires and how the mind works. Yes, thank you. Gelatinosti uma, functions of the mind. This now is very, very nice, it's very simple, but it works very good. Please first understand the concept before noting it down in your notebooks. Each one of us has deep-rooted convictions. We have called them core beliefs. What is the word? We need to show our Virachandra also. Can you read this Virachandra? Naidu Blojna Uchi Venya. Can you say it in proper language, please?
Naidu Vya Uvyarenya.
These are very deep beliefs, for instance, about yourself or about Krishna and our relationship to Krishna. For instance, many of us think that we are maybe not good enough. We are very fallen people. That's a deep belief which we have. And we think whatever we try, it won't be so successful. Some of us, when we think of Krishna, we are afraid of Krishna. Krishna is very far away, and I'm here, and I have no relationship really with him. You know, when we started our first evening, many of you, when I heard the questions, you know, can we really have a relationship to Krishna? Can you really guide us? This is a deep conviction. Somehow we are convinced we have no contact with God. Doesn't work. Now from these deep convictions, our thinking starts. Like, for instance, when you think I'm nothing, you think I'm unable. It will not work. When I go on Sankirtan, everyone will say, no, we don't want your books. When I go into a relationship, at the end it will turn out sour. I'm unable to have good friendships. And when you feel, when you have a deep conviction that Krishna does not love you, you will say, oh, I don't deserve Krishna's mercy. I am too young. I'm too fallen. Then from your thinking comes your feelings. Do you know that many people suffer under depression because their deepest beliefs, their core beliefs, are so negative that their thoughts are always negative, and then their feelings are very, very sad. Sad, sad, sad. This is how many people feel. Do you sometimes feel sad? Yes. And now, where we have analyzed a little bit, you know why. Because you think things which make you sad, like I'm unable, I can't do it, it will not work. You think, because you have the deepest conviction that, oh, I'm nothing. Yes, I'm Nishan. Yes. Then this will influence also your willing. Yajna, or what it is. Yes, Yajna. It will influence your thinking very much. Your motivations. Most of sometimes devotees are not motivated because they don't have any deep things which move them in their lives. It's empty. Or even versa, they think I'm nothing. I tried it so often. I'm always the same. I'm from Croatia. Or don't you understand? I'm from Skopje. People in Skopje are spiritually dead. That's me. I have seen many times. And then no motivation in life. The highest motivation is to bring me from the tent to the pizza stand. That's all I have in life. And so on. And obviously the reality which is formed after this process is not very encouraging. For instance, I have difficulties in life and problematic relationships. We will have to go a little bit. I need to get in contact with my theory. Please try to follow me again. Your deepest convictions about yourself, about Krishna, and about the rest of the world will form your thoughts, your feelings, and your hidyanya. Yes, your motivations. For instance, say we approach a subject matter like Lubov. It's summertime, it's very much in the mind of the young people here. If you think, my love will always be very limiting, more or less selfish. What will be your reality in which you live? You will think a certain way about love. People have to love me. I don't have enough love. I need more love. You will have different feelings. You will have different willings. And as a result, you will have problems in all your relationships because a selfish person has such things. And let us talk about something which is very much in your mind. Eating. Many of us have extra weight. Hare Krishnas are famous for that. Our reality is... Why? Because we have certain beliefs about ourselves. My life is so boring. I can only experience some ras, some ecstasy if I eat. Then we will be, our thoughts, our thinking, feeling and willing will go in this direction and we will create our reality. Relationships, health, knowledge, values, all this is created by this very simple creation process, which you do. You are responsible for this. You are the co-creator. You desire something or you think something and you feel something, you will something, and as a result you have a certain reality. I'm a little bit shaky in my knees. Is this clear, this point? Have you understood how we create? Because of our sanskaras, the deepest impressions which we have. Imagine a devotee like this. Krishna loves me! I may sometimes do some human weaknesses. But Krishna loves me. He wants more than me that I come back to the spiritual world. Now imagine another devotee. I'm useless. Everything I do is wrong. Oh, nothing will work. I have a bloop like 50% of the gurus in ISKCON. There's no mercy for me. Then what will be your reality? You will most probably talk with the weak people who think like you, and you will look at the videos which they recommend you. You will not elevate yourself with the mind, as Krishna says, but you will work systematically and very determinedly at your own degeneration. This has a lot to do with the modes of nature. A person in the mode of ignorance, he cannot really accept spiritual instructions and believe in them. He is usually depressed, unmotivated, lazy. A person in the mode of goodness on the other side, or let us say a person who cultivates the mode of goodness, does not have all these weeds, all this self-limiting garbage in the mind. We will now, Sita, maybe you can do this. Go to a type of solution, one moment.
Видите, где на версту решение?
Something which we suggest is that you make a little experiment in your life. Think about what type of life you would really like to live. What makes you totally inspired? Can I hear a few things which you are inspired? I think we all cherish our dreams. Jana Janmadi Prabhu, what life would you like to live if you would have all the possibilities in your life? Nice preaching, successful material life and spiritual life, spiritual and material life. Yeah? Yes. Enough novats and good spiritual relationships and good Krishna consciousness. Tell us, what is your life? Ideal life? It's time, let us dream a little bit now. We are young people. Yuvati Krishna. Sing for Krishna the whole day.
I'm ready to pick flowers.
What?
Picking flowers.
Picking flowers. And dance. You are a hippie reborn. Very good. Other inspirations. I think, everything I would like to do in the perfect time, place and circumstance. Hare Krishna. Very good. So
So I think, see, many of these things are very private. I think that I would also not, you know, I would not tell it so openly. I'm usually a little shy. But why don't you, for a moment in your life, think what you would like your life to really be? You go from your realnost, and then you go to your willing. If you want something very strong, you will also feel for it.
I want this so much.
And then you will go into your thinking. And then you will change these deepest thoughts about yourself. These very, very deep samskaras. I had written down something. In my method. There is one little problem. It's a big problem. When you think about what you don't want to do in your life, what you don't want to be in your life, the universe comes, or the super soul,
and takes the not away.
If you say, I want to not think of envy, you will think of envy. If you think, I don't want to be lusty all day, you will be lusty all day. If you think, I don't want to eat too much, you will eat too much. Because whatever you think of, this is what Krishna says, that is what you will become. Never think negatively about your life goals. I don't want to be a materialist. Think about, I want to be a good devotee of Krishna. Never think, I don't want to be a compromise, a universal liar. Think, I want to be true to my convictions and my words. Do not learn this simple thing to not orient yourself in a negative way. Hare Krishna. Sita, can you please help me to go back to your wonderful words? I mean, they are so creative, and we will display them so you can look at them later and write down, because there's a very deep spiritual secret. What we want to suggest to you is learn to control your mind. Learn to not be controlled by your mind. Your mind is described in Prema Vivata as a perfect instrument to forget Krishna. We must learn to become spiritually aware people, and we must learn to fix ourselves positively. Our whole sadhana process is like this. Every morning we chant the samsara prayers to become aware of our connection with our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Our whole life is about concentrating ourselves on positive things. We hear every morning the Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we are not living in the temple like most of us, we can read in the books. It's all meant to put new thoughts into the deepest area of your personality, where your core beliefs or deepest, convictions are there. They need to be replaced by spiritual conviction. It can work. I had a spiritual experience. I was dancing in the kirtan and I also felt Krishna's presence. I was talking with devotees and something which was so unclear became clear. I got an answer. These deep things need to be present in our lives so that our thinking, feeling and willing and finally our whole reality can become spiritual.
Almost at the end.
Skoro smo došli do kraja.
Have you understand step this?
Da li ste shvatili ovo?
I want to now go with you through a list of deep beliefs which we have eaten from our childhood and which are deep within us. No pain, no gain. To do anything in Krishna consciousness, I think I have to suffer first. You could say, or another thing, I am simply like my mother. I'm the same person like my mother. Or something typical Krishna consciousness. Women are less intelligent than men. I know it. I have no brain. It's in the Shastras. Oh, I'm really too insignificant for Krishna to give me his full attention. These are deep convictions which are inside the heart and which limit us. Could you maybe think of some alternatives? No pain. If get what I want. So maybe women are less intelligent than men. Something for the Matajis. Is this like this? Or could you have a different concept within Krishna consciousness? I know it's very deep, so I will help you a little bit in the beginning. Well, women have a special kind of natural intelligence. They are more emotional. It's something which guides them from within. They are more intuitive. Yes, we are maybe not so analytical and so logical. We have our intuitions, and the Muchkatskis are sometimes a little groovy because they don't have this intuition. Oh, here. I'm too insignificant for Krishna to give me his full attention. Yes, I'm very insignificant. But Krishna loves every living entity unconditionally and always. He will always stand by my side. His love nourishes me every day. Do you think, oh, this is so new age? Please talk some Krishna conscious philosophy to us. Not so much new age, Globas. But please try to understand what I'm getting at. that if you think, if you choose to think instead of something which pushes you down, something which brings you up,
it is very good.
For instance, the way Prabhupada used to deal with mistakes, this is a mistake. He said, failures are pillars for success. Instead of saying, I'm such a fallen person, I could say, there is so much space for improvement. Do you feel the different energy which is there? The material world is miserable. You can think, oh, the spiritual world is so nice, let me go there. Don't allow that the mind throws you into the prison of disencouragement. You just have to just say, alright, we had enough of this many lifetimes, my dear mind. Now, this is not good any longer. I want to now make a little exercise with you. I will throw some sentences at you and you will have to answer very spontaneously. Who could be a volunteer to do this? It's a little quiz. Who is intelligent amongst us? I am very intelligent. This is about the deepest conviction. I am thinking positively. No one. I have to choose someone who speaks in English. Daddy Baksha, would you like that? Let us give him a full applause. Yes or no? Hi there! You need to sit here. It's very important, we need to hear you. This will be an interesting quiz. The thing is, you cannot be afraid when I ask you something. Who is an intelligent Masaji? It's everyone is intelligent. It's not a good way to pick somebody. Is someone, you can choose someone. You know each other. Who is a little quick in thought? Whom do we suggest of the Masaji? Staravali. No, sorry. Husband and wife is a little... Or, no problem. Staravali is intelligent. But that's not good. No, it's all right. You can. We need another mic. Let us give a full hand for Stavavali. What? No problem. Then someone, Venugopal, will run with the microphone back and forth. Who is another very intelligent man whom we would like to hear? Amongst the men.
Govindananda.
Full hand for Govindananda. Don't worry, it will be nice. Don't sweat. It's Who is another Mataji who we would like to hear? Shyamapriya. Full applause for Shyamapriya. She's tired at the moment, so someone else. Vinata.
You are afraid.
I'm a gentleman. Bravo. So, our first candidate is Govindanandan. We will ask you to complete a sentence and we will see some of your deepest beliefs. We will analyze what are your deepest convictions from which your answers come. And you have to be really fast. Where are the katas? Our quiz is going to start. Are you all ready? Because you have now to analyze and think, why is he answering like this? What is the deepest conviction which he has? We will all become Sigmund Freud to the Vindanandan. Are you ready? But one thing is kindness, mercy, and gentlemanly nature. Whenever I work hard,
I hope that Krishna will help me.
Yes, the whole thing. Thank you. Stavavali. Whenever I try out something new,
I hope it will work out for the best.
Are you? These are honest answers, right? I hope it will work out for the best. All right. Now we will hear the next one is Ayadari Baksha. My future is bright. My life is
nice.
Wow, you're very, very spiritual people. Govinda Nandan, to me Krishna means
everything in life.
This is too good. I have to see something because you all try to trick me. No, after Stella, now I will really do something heavy for you. No. In the eyes of others, I am.
In the eyes
of others, I am a fool.
I am Buddha. Buddha.
So, what means fool? No, it's not fair. We have to find out what she said. Fool, not fool. In the eyes of others, I'm a fool. For me, money is. Good. If you want another question, you can ask me for another question. Okay, this was not a good question. So, not prepared. Okay.
Good.
No, for me, money is. And he said this was he was not prepared for this question and this all right now we have another. No, it's all right. Yasan Chris Master. I am most afraid of.
Phobia.
Do you all understand? Relationships in this world are
temporary.
My health is
nice.
My
relationship to Srila Prabhupada is?
Poor.
The framework describes me best. Yes. Okay. Yes. This is not interesting. Let us first, because let us give Dadi Baksha some time, because it's a new thing. First, translate. The following verb describes me best. I am a genius person.
Normal.
Ja sam normalni.
Običan, normalan čovjek.
Okay, we come to the end. Who is it? My life would improve if only
I could learn to be more patient.
My life would improve if only I could be more patient.
But I don't think there are chances I will do it.
Hare Krishna. Please remain seated for a while. Let us give a full applause to the very courageous members of our group. I have done this also the first time with such a group. I just got the idea. Let us look at the last thing. My life would improve if only I would be more patient, or if I would chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I got a letter where a devotee wrote me this. But I don't think I will become patient. See, this is a very artificial situation. When you are before 200 people and you have to say something, you begin to sweat and you feel a little uncomfortable. What will others think about my answer? This is very natural. Medyutim, let us just take this answer at face value. I want something, but in my to become more patient in this case, but I think in my heart it won't work. And because I think like this, I will not even endeavor with full strength. I think Vinata is very patient. I have personally seen, she has done these very beautiful interviews because she is a journalist, and in the beginning you were in one way when I met you 2 years later, you were so much more patient. I think what you say is only out of humility, and it is but see, we are not thinking now about Vinata the person who is, we are thinking about this point here. When we have this negative programming, I won't make it, we will never be able to do it. I could go now through all the answers, but I want to keep my friendships alive with the devotees, and therefore not do this. But what I wish to show, I have shown with this little exercise, where I hope you were also thinking along, is that our answers to life come from deep within our core beliefs, our deepest understandings, and they perform, or they form our whole reality. Have you understood why we made this experiment? It is not to make devotees feel uncomfortable, it is to show something. We are what we think, our whole life is what we think, and these thoughts come from deep within. If we don't change something deep within, our life will therefore not change. our motivations will not change, and so on. I want to end this seminar by requesting you to turn to your neighbor. And I want you to discuss for 5 minutes the following question. What is your relationship to Krishna? Wait. What kind of God is Krishna for you? What do you feel for him? Is he a loving God, full of understanding? Is he a kind God? Does he care for you, Anita? Is he playful like Vrindavan Krishna? Or is he full of tricks? Is he faithful or is he in the distance? Maybe he's a revengeful God, like the Christian God for you, who when you did something wrong gives you a club over the head. Maybe he's full of rage. Maybe he's impersonal. Please do this exercise for 5 minutes. That means first you listen to the person for 2.5 minutes.
I will be your time factor.
And then you change roles. For the first time, you're the reporter who interviews. Venugopal will interview Srishtikata. Yes, he will try to get everything out of Srishtikata, what Krishna is for him. And then they change roles. What kind of God is Krishna for you?
Gita, Lord Krishna always has said that we should try to elevate ourselves with the mind and not degrade ourselves. He says, for instance, for him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends, but for one who has failed to do so, this mind will remain the greatest enemy. What this means is that the deep things within the mind, which influence our thoughts about Krishna, our thoughts about life, and which influence our whole reality, they need to be changed, and we need to put some friends into our mind. You must remember Lord Krishna's very wise words, for one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached. For he has attained tranquility, he's peaceful when he has conquered the mind, and then the Lord speaks to him. Tomorrow we will start with a meditation practice. I will teach you how to walk over the bridge of your breathing into your subconscious. Somehow try to enter a boat which has a floor out of glass, and we will drift over the ocean of our subconsciousness and hopefully see some things. Then I will tell you also some traditional processes, how to become aware of what is there, so that you can know how to fight how to overcome the bad tendencies which are limiting and not useful in your mind. And once we have done this work, it will take about 20 more minutes of tomorrow's lecture. It will take the whole life, by the way. But to bring the concepts out takes 20 more minutes. Then we will ask if you have any questions regarding this. You can I have already gone 5 minutes over time, so I feel I should end here. But tomorrow we will, after the first part, have a question and answer sessions where you, I think it's better if you have time to think about the subject. You can also look at these beautiful things, and maybe Sita Sadurani can post them for us so that it's easier for us to find them in the midst of all the papers. And then I can assure you it will be a little bit more easy. See, I'm myself, let me say, I'm looking forward to the second part of tomorrow's seminar, where we will go into very deep spiritual secrets and very, very nice things together. But I really feel if devotees don't work a little bit on their minds and on their deepest convictions, the best philosophy is like a good golden crown which is put on a rotten tooth. The infection will go on, so therefore we need some drilling. Become a little bit aware of what we have and then know how to act in a better way. I hope this was helpful for you. If not, tomorrow we will start to go into deep spiritual things. This is spiritual psychology. It is what it is. For some it is useful, for others it is not so useful. Let us end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. And please tomorrow be on time.